on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Championship sports play here. From the college tournament through the NBA Finals. Hear it all on Sacramento's ESPN 1320. Streaming on the radio.com app.
Get you caught up on a little bit of what's trending here on Golic and Wingo. The Rockets, not so great. Went 7-42 from three to drop their second straight game in blowout fashion. They lost to the Clippers 120-105. And they lost to the Knicks on Monday night. We kind of swept that one under the rug because the Knicks were doing other stuff too.
Exactly, but right.
Rockets, there were things going on with the Knicks?
2 of 22 from three in the first half. They ended their streak of 18 straight games with 10 or more threes going back to January 20th. James Harden was 4 of 17 from the field and missed all 8 threes he attempted. Finished with just 16 points. Kawhi Leonard, good at basketball, scored 25 points. The Clippers win their 6th straight. Quietly, I can say, watch out for that one, too. No one talking about the Clippers right now. Not getting the respect they deserve.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about them this weekend.
Anyway, in the NHL, Mika Zibanejad scored 33 seconds into overtime for his 5th goal of the night to give the Rangers a 6-5 win over the Capitals and snap a 3-game losing streak. Zibanejad is now the 2nd player in NHL history to score his 5th goal in overtime. He's the 3rd player in Rangers history with a 5-goal game and the 4th player in NHL history to score a goal in all 4 periods, including overtime. And finally, the Redskins, given Pro Bowl left tackle Trent Williams permission to seek a trade, according to our own Diana Russidi. The 31-year-old Williams held out all of last season, citing issues with the medical staff of his former team president, Bruce Allen. Williams had a cancerous tissue removed from his scalp and was upset about how the situation was handled by the team, but he would have reported to the Redskins if they had guaranteed the final 2 years of his contract. He now has 1 year left at $12.5 million. However, none of it guaranteed. That's what's trending, brought to you by Redbox. Rent Knives Out tonight. Nothing brings the family together quite like a murder in a twist-filled mystery.
It's a good movie.
Head to your local Redbox and stream instantly on demand.
All right, Golic and Wingo with you, presented by Progressive Insurance. Pick from a range of coverage options with the Name Your Price tool to find a price that works for you. That's a perfect read for this segment, because it works perfectly with what we're heading into, free agency. Pick a range of coverage options and the Name Your Price tool to find a price that works for you and your team. We have a lot of offensive lineman news over there. We had the swap of guards between the Chargers and the Panthers. Jason Peters and the Eagles have decided they're going to go to mutually
separate ways.
And he's going to go to free agency. And then we have the Trent Williams situation. So
Big boy talk.
It is big boy talk, like the biggest of big boy talk.
Thicko mode.
Thick mode. So the question then becomes, with all these offensive linemen potentially out there, how many of them can be dangled and say, hey, Tom, look what we have. If you want to come to us as a 43-year-old quarterback, how would you like Trent Williams or Jason Peters to be protecting your blind side here?
Well, I think it depends on your team. If you're Tennessee, you don't need that.
Well, they may lose Jack Conklin.
No, Conklin they may, but their left tackle is Taylor Lewan. They're not going to trade.
By the way, his penalties were killing the team last year.
But that was
one of the greatest rants of all time.
They're not doing that, though. Yeah. Anthony Costanzo, he ended up back with the Colts.
Yes.
So he's going to end up back there. So that's another team if they're in going after Tom Brady.
The Raiders' offensive line is set right now.
Yeah, they're not going to be moving
pieces there. Maybe you could say the Chargers, because they lost, they traded Russell Okung to there. But bottom line, it makes it interesting because we're also in a draft that's as top-heavy and rich at offensive tackle as one we've seen in a while. So how does that happen? The free agency outside of the quarterback world is kind of fascinating, right?
Like, yes.
Through all of this conversation that's been so clouded by all these big names, we got some pretty important pieces that are going to be on the move potentially this offseason.
Jadeveon Clowney was the number one overall pick, in 2012? It was 2012 or 2013. He was the number one overall pick, and he played
2014.
And he played really well down the stretch. Yeah, Andrew Luck was number one in 2012. Sorry about that. He played really well down the stretch for Seattle, and he could stay in Seattle. He could go somewhere else. Derrick Henry. Now, I find him fascinating, okay? Because obviously, we know the running back position wears down. And obviously, a bruising running back is going to wear down faster than an elusive back, for lack of a better term. But my God, no one was more sure of their ability to do the thing that they could do almost better than anyone than what Derrick Henry did last year for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I would be stunned if Derrick Henry's not back in Tennessee, quite honestly. And then it's about team, too. If you look at a team like the Patriots, look at a Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper. You know, they need tight ends, right? I mean, and
desperately.
If they, in fact, if they do get Tom Brady back, let's just go that route. I'm saying of building a team, you're not gonna draft a, and there are no rookies that are even put in the first round. Doesn't mean they can't be very productive in their first year, but I don't think Bill would want to go in with a first year guy and rely on them. So you got a couple out there. So obviously, free draft, a lot of times you go, especially early on, for that best player. We know free agency is about need and fit. And a team like New England, you kind of look at a couple of tight ends that would be available.
Outside of quarterback, who's the biggest guy you guys think is available right now?
Probably Clowney because of the position that he plays, right? I mean, like, this league is about quarterback, protect the quarterback, get to the quarterback, right?
I would say Clowney, Chris Jones.
Yeah, Chris Jones to me is the interesting one in all of this because I'd argue he's better and more consistent than Jadeveon Clowney's been. Jadeveon Clowney's never had the sack numbers to really back it up. He's been big in pressures and great in stopping the run. But Chris Jones is, as we've talked, and we went through this exercise with Aaron Donald when we were talking about the Rams paying him a couple years ago now, which is the value of interior pass rush in this day and age in the NFL.
Totally agree.
And the way the league has gone there, I could argue Chris Jones might be the name.
I would take Chris Jones over Jadeveon Clowney.
The only thing I would say about that is, like, sacks are great, but sacks at times are the outlier. Pressures, I think, are more important to me than sacks.
It is. Well, I need to see the pressure numbers, too, because I don't have them in front of me, and I know Jadeveon.
How dare you not have the – you shan't have –
Last year, Jones had 58 total pressures, fourth most among interior defensive line.
Yeah.
And we know that was Chris Jones, who was banged up a little bit towards the end of the year. Missed a playoff game, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct.
There was all that factored into it. He seemed like there were times where he was the most important player on or off the field for the Kansas City Chiefs, especially defensively.
Not named
last
Patrick
year.
Mahomes.
Defensively.
Okay. The thing about him, though, is I don't think he's going anywhere because they're going to put the tag on him. And if they don't get a long-term deal, he's going to be tagged. Now, we had Jeff Darlington in with us who said that could get a little messy.
We've seen people get traded off the tag.
Yeah.
You know,
I think of all the players, to your point, I think all the players on defense, him and Tyrann Mathieu are the two most important players on defense on that Chiefs squad. So I just don't see him really being available.
How about Amari Cooper?
Well, the Cowboys have all kinds of problems. they have painted themselves into a very interesting corner.
I guess you also open this up to guys that could potentially be tagged, because if we're talking about the two tags, there was the idea that he could get
the transition tag. Exactly. So they have, again, till March 12th. To decide to tag people.
That's the other thing. So it's interesting we mentioned with the tackles there, but also with the wide. Like, are you gonna pay a ton of money for a wide receiver in this draft? Like, we're talking about a draft where we've heard Todd McShay say
seven.
You're going to get potentially like first round caliber wide receivers in the third round of this draft.
I bring up New England again. You know, they went young in quarterback or in wide receiver last year, then Keil Harry, who ended up getting hurt a little bit. But, you know, Bill loves the veterans. He tried it with Josh Gordon and with Antonio Brown.
Mohamed Sanu had ankle surgery,
right,
too.
So does he try it again with another veteran, Bill?
I mean,
their offense was not explosive at all last year.
Not a bit. Now, with Amari, you'd have to pay more than they usually like to pay.
That's the problem.
Honestly. Yeah.
Bill does pennies on the dollar. He does dollars on the penny. Let's be clear about that.
We got to look for the penny stocks if we're going to talk about who the Patriots are going to ultimately go after.
But again, he could get away with that because he had Tom Brady.
Right.
And if you don't have Tom Brady, maybe you can't go a penny stock.
Well, maybe then.
That's why everything is so fascinating.
But maybe
about
then you're
this.
In rebuild. Maybe then you draft a wide receiver and start to build up again.
And by the way, their record of drafting wide receivers has been terrible.
Horrible.
It's been really, really bad. Yeah. I think N'Keal Harry can be good.
I do too.
Yeah, but
they're the anti-Steelers.
Literally, you know, with Emmanuel Sanders, Antonio Brown, and Juju Smith-Schuster, you're exactly right. Those two teams' records of drafting wide receivers could not be more polar opposites. We'll have much more on this conversation coming up with Damian Woody in a little bit. Plus, Eric Winston, the head of the NFLPA, is going to join us as we're seeing more and more people put out there publicly. Mm-hmm. I'm voting no on this.
Yep.
But again, I believe, for lack of a better term, that silent majority is going to be the thing that carries the day, the ones we're not hearing about as much, whether they feel strongly for or against the CBA. So we go from the three letters CBA to three more letters, MVP. Is being the best the same as being the MVP? And who really is in charge of that title right now in the NBA's regular season? We'll get to that, Mike, after this.
Cintas provides a wide range of products.